Jesus feeds 5,000 men, not counting the women and children. Jesus meets with his disciples and sails to a remote area. Jesus had sent the disciples to the Jewish towns to preach the good news, heal the sick, bring the dead back to life, heal those who suffer from dreaded skin diseases, and drive out demons. On their return, they met with Jesus and told him all they had done and what they had taught. Jesus had just learned of John the Baptist's death from John's disciples who buried his body. The Gospel of Mark says, there were so many people coming and going that Jesus and his disciples didn't have time to eat. So he said to them, let us go off by ourselves to some place where we will be alone and you can rest a while. So they started out in a boat by themselves to a lonely place. Author's note: the Sea of Galilee is only 13 miles long and 8 miles wide, and at that time, 9 cities with a population of 15,000 or more stood on its shores. When Jesus and his disciples left in a boat and sailed a small distance to a remote area, people on the shore could see where they were heading. Mark goes on to say, many people, however, saw them leave and knew at once who they were. So they went from all of the towns and ran ahead by land and arrived at the place ahead of Jesus and his disciples. When Jesus got out of the boat, he saw this large crowd, and his heart was filled with pity for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he healed their sick and began to teach them many things. This reading is found in the New Testament, Mark chapter 6, verse 30 through 34, and Matthew chapter 14, verse 12 through 14, Luke chapter 9, verses 10 and 11, and John chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Jesus feeds 5,000 men, not counting the women and children. When it was getting late, Jesus went up the hill and sat down with his disciples. The time for the Passover festival was near. Jesus looked around and saw that a large crowd was coming to him. So he asked Philip, where can we buy enough food to feed all of these people? He knew well what he intended to do, but he asked this to test Philip's response. Philip replied, not even with 200 days' wages could we buy enough loaves to give each of them a mouthful. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said, there is a boy here who has 5 loaves of barley bread and 2 fish, but it certainly won't be enough for all these people. Because it was the time of the year when the grass covered the landscape, Jesus told the disciples to get the people to sit down in groups so they could be served easily. He took the bread, gave thanks to God, and gave it to the disciples, who brought it to the people who were sitting there. He did the same with the fish, and they all had as much as they wanted. All 4 Gospels say the number of men there were 5,000, and Matthew adds, 5,000 men, not counting the women and children. When everyone was full, Jesus told the disciples, gather the pieces left over, let us not waste a bit. So they gathered them all and filled 12 baskets with the pieces left over from the 5 barley loaves which the people had eaten. And the people, seeing this great miracle, were talking among themselves, saying, this is the prophet Moses told us about who was to come into the world. Jesus realized they were ready to come and carry him off and try to make him king. So he told his disciples to take the boat back across the lake, and he went to the hills by himself. This reading is found in the New Testament, the book of John, chapter 6, verses 1 through 15, also found in the book of Matthew, chapter 14, verses 13 through 21, and the book of Mark, chapter 6, verses 30 through 44, and the book of Luke, chapter 9, verses 10 through 17. Part 2 continued, Jesus Walks on Water.